A cold front is working its way through New York and western New England this afternoon into this evening. Following that front, we'll have a bit of a break in the weather as we go through much of the night into the first half of the day tomorrow. Then another cold front will come through during tomorrow afternoon, and following that cold front, we'll actually feel a much cooler air as temperatures fall as we move into the day Sunday. And there's even the potential for a frost or a freeze on Sunday night. So as we move a little bit further into May here, people are more active in their gardens. I want you to keep that in mind if you are going to plant anything that is sensitive to the cold, that there may be some temperatures that will threaten those plants as we wrap up the weekend and head into early next week. For now, we're watching some showers, and it's been damp at times through the day. There's even the chance for a heavier downpour or a rumble of thunder in some areas as we go through the late afternoon. Moving into the evening, any showers will come to an end as that cold front pushes off to the east, and then we'll go from mostly cloudy skies to partly cloudy and mainly clear skies through the second half of the night. Now, behind this first cold front, it's not really much colder. Temperatures tonight will fall back into the 40s to near 50 degrees, so it'll be a pretty comfortable night across the area. Then into the day tomorrow, we'll have sunshine during the morning. Then we'll see clouds bubble up as we go through the day. And as we go into tomorrow afternoon, that next cold front comes in. That will trigger another round of showers and also some thunderstorms as we go through the second half of the day. Now, some of these storms tomorrow could be locally strong or severe with some gusty winds and hail. So be weather aware tomorrow. The first half of the day looks to be fine, but if you have outdoor plans later in the day tomorrow, be aware that thunderstorms are possible and you will need to seek shelter if any storms approach your area. Temperatures will be mild tomorrow. It's one more mild day. We're in the 60s to near 70 degrees. It's much, much cooler on Sunday with a gusty breeze. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any showers will end, clearing, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any showers will end, clearing, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any showers will end, clearing, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds. Showers and storms are possible during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds. Showers and thunderstorms likely during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide, on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of showers, windy and cooler, highs in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and on Monday, partly sunny, windy and cool, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.